Shannon Alamia, Curriculum Director for the Children's Learning Center in DeKalb, shows me around the facility.
So we've got two fours and fives groups right here, and then we have a threes and fours group right here. And then as you go down the building, we've got our younger classrooms, the twos and threes.
The large open room is filled with a series of small, low-walled classrooms, each with children being led by teachers in some kind of planned activity. Or maybe it's just play. It's hard to tell which, but there's no mistaking the children's enthusiasm. Nancy Tabota has been the center's executive director for the past 6 years, but she's worked at the center in one capacity or another for more than 31 years, and she's seen firsthand how 4C has changed.
I've seen 4C grow from an agency that had a nurse, an executive director, a social worker, office manager, and a food program coordinator. So about five staff.
Now that number is closer to 50. Tabota says she calls on 4C staff regularly to help identify and deal with social, physical, or mental health issues that may be affecting a child who seems to be having problems. Tabota says she and her 53 full and part-time employees serve 180 families each month. She says keeping her staff, as well as other child care providers, up to date on what they need to know is another way 4C has been invaluable and growing.
It used to be we would go to 4C for maybe first aid and CPR training and a few trainings throughout the year on hot topics in early care and education, to now there are, I can't even tell you how many a month that are offered.
Those trainings cover a wide variety of topics and include ones tailored specifically for people like her staff at large centers, workshops for small home care providers or those interested in becoming one, and parents. Tabota says 4C also helps the center match its needs with the resources available through state and federal programs. 4C's executive director, Susan Peterson, says all this grows out of 4C's mission to provide a coordinated system to serve children, parents, and professionals.
The main focus of 4C really is to support families that are either transitioning into child care or looking for quality child care, working with providers that maybe have children that have some emotional needs or maybe just some behavior needs, and make sure that those children are able to be learning and happy and stable in an environment that best suits their development.
Peterson says some of 4C's growth came from parents and caregivers calling for more help and information. Some change has come because of changing demographics, which led to the addition of a Spanish speaker in each of its programs. Some change arose out of partnerships with schools and other organizations. And some came from Illinois' interest in establishing and regulating standards of child care. That led the state in the 1990s to make 4C a regional center in a statewide resource and referral system. Now it's the go-to agency for child care in Carroll, DeKalb, Lee, McHenry, Ogle, and Whiteside counties. Still based in DeKalb, 4C is working to extend its services to all the counties it now serves. It has added an office in McHenry and regularly holds workshops there, as well as at the YWCA in Sterling and schools in the area. If a large facility like the Children's Learning Center finds 4C's services a big help, to an operation like Donna Clem's, they're a necessity. Clem runs a child care service out of her home in Cortland.
The kids arrive about 6:30 in the morning. We do breakfast about 7:30, get them off to school at 8. The littler ones that we do have, we do preschool curriculum with in the morning, tumble time, story time, crafts.
There's lunch, recess, and more activities, plus homework with the kids coming in after school. In fact, it's much like the curriculum at the Children's Learning Center, just on a smaller scale and with a staff of one. And like the center, Clem must meet a host of requirements to keep operating. Clem says 4C's assistance has been crucial.
I'm not really sure what I would do without 4C, because they have provided so many programs to help us. We need 15 hours of training per year. They provide us with a food program to help offset the cost of providing nutritious meals, mental health assistance, nursing. They just help us out tremendously.
Clem says 4C has helped in other ways. She points to a desktop computer next to her. It came by way of a state program. And Clem says 4C was invaluable in guiding her through the application process. Susan Peterson says Tabota and Clem are just two examples out of many such operations that 4C serves, from the very large to the very small and everything in between, not to mention parents and, of course, the children. How many is that? Peterson says based on its own reports and that of its partners, 4C affected about 35,000 children in some way last year. Multiplied over the decades, the numbers are staggering. But Peterson says that's not the way she likes to look at it.
What I really feel is the important numbers are the one. That one child at a daycare center that maybe had a vision screening and has now been fitted with glasses. Or the one child maybe that is having some behavior issues. You impact that one child, that one family. You're impacting the whole community.
So Peterson says 4C will keep going and growing one child at a time. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.